As rents and homelessness rise in New Orleans and the U.S., we meet Jessica and Terry, who have finally been able to find a home. However, they now face new living challenges. On this week's AJ Long Reads, Cost of Living, a couple's move from tent to apartment. A warning, this story contains references to suicide. If you or a loved one is experiencing suicidal thoughts, help is available. Visit www.befrienders.org for more information. This story is written by Delaney Nolan and read by me, Pete Farrand. Jessica Bodine and Terry Acevedo are used to making every dollar count. For almost 2 years, they have lived in a tent on Calliope, a street in New Orleans where many people without houses reside. Recently, the couple moved into an apartment. But without a regular source of income and with few belongings, this has brought new and unexpected costs. The couple met in rehab more than 2 years ago. Jessica was detoxing from heroin and Terry from Suboxone. 2 weeks in, they started chatting while smoking on the roof. They clicked immediately. "Turned out we had a lot in common," recalled Terry, who tends to be the quieter of the two. "We both had an addiction. We both went through some losses. Terry's mother took her own life in 2004. Jessica's father overdosed on heroin in May 2020. Both had recently left abusive relationships when they met. We'd just been through the same things," he added. As romantic relationships are strongly discouraged in rehab, they decided to check out just 5 days after they met so they could keep seeing each other. It was too painful for Jessica to stay in the home she had shared with her father after he passed away, so the couple moved in with her mother. But she was using methamphetamine, and they found it difficult to maintain their sobriety there. So, after just a few months, they left. With nowhere else to go, they ended up on Calliope. But on June 10th this year, Terry's 42nd birthday, they finally moved into their own state-subsidized one-bedroom apartment. "We're so excited," said 41-year-old Jessica on the morning of their move as she stood on the sidewalk outside the methadone clinic where they start each day. Jessica and Terry are on opioid substitution treatment and receive one methadone pill each morning to eliminate their cravings and withdrawal symptoms. A volunteer from Southern Solidarity, a housing justice organization, drove them to collect donated goods, bedding, toiletries, and kitchenware from a church and then on to their new home. "I can't wait to make it feel like our own," Jessica said.